Hi, I'm Tiffany Elizabeth Tipton, founder of Tiffany's 128 Initiative, Justice, Advocacy, and Guidance for Victims and Survivors of Domestic, Family, and Gun Violence. It is August, the last Tuesday of August, 2025, and today's podcast is Without Wheezy Teeth and Ability to Walk. It's my story of what happened when I left my home and went to a domestic violence shelter, and everything and everyone I had to leave behind. I have a 9-year-old cat. Her name is Wheezy. Her mom was a stray and was killed on the road in front of our house, and we found the kittens with their eyes closed in our shed. And I was a high school history teacher and did what, you know, any animal lover would do. I took those kittens to class, and those students who I had became mothers to every one of those kittens. They would save their breakfast and lunch milk cartons, and with eyedroppers they got from the science department, they would each block feed them with those droppers their milk that they had saved from breakfast and lunch. Those high school students loved on them, and they would hide them in their hoodies and in their jackets and in the inside of their shirts, not only to keep them warm and love them, but also so when my administrators walk in, because we're not supposed to have live animals, so my administrators wouldn't find out. And kind of on a side note, my principal, shout out to you out there, on the very last day that I had the last kitten to give away, she came down and asked about him. So thank goodness for about 6 weeks, 5-6 weeks, we hid those times. Yeah, from the end of April 27th till the end of May. Those students were moms to those little kittens. Well, my students also named the littlest runt, who was black. She was the one that our family decided to keep. They named her Wheezy for me. They thought she was a boy, and they named her after Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's songs were really big back then, so they thought they named her, we called him Lil Wayne. And then when Lil Wayne became a female, the student said, well, we'll just call her Wheezy, since Wheezy is the nickname of Lil Wayne. So it stuck. And 9 years later, here she is, my ride or die. The rest of her brothers and sisters, they were easily adopted to families of students, as you could probably imagine. And Wheezy became, still is, my ride or die. And you know, someone who's a ride or die, they're supposed to always be beside you. No matter what, you don't leave them, and they don't leave you. But I left her. She was 7 years old. I left her behind. I left some of my teeth behind. I left my possessions behind. I left my entire life behind when I left my house of 20-odd years and was taken to the hospital, bruised from head to toe, and able to walk on my own from the violence and abuse. I left the hospital in a wheelchair, and I stayed in a domestic violence shelter. I am so very grateful for the staff and resources that was provided for me, but was not provided at that DV shelter was a place for Wheezy. Most DV shelters are overcrowded and underfunded, and they just don't have the space or the money for pets, too. Pets bring a whole new atmosphere, more requirements and obligations on behalf of already strained and maxed out staffs in most DV shelters. Not only was I grieving for a home, an entire life I left behind, but I was grieving and worried about my pets that I had to leave behind. Who was feeding them? Who was cleaning up after them? Who was watering them? Who was just loving and petting on them? When I left the DV shelter, I was partially still having to use a wheelchair. And then I started using a walker and then a cane. And today, Wheezy and I, well, we go up and down stairs every day of our lives. The physical and emotional scars are still there, but no walking assistance is needed. So how did I find Wheezy after almost 3 months, not ever seeing her, even though I sent friends to feed and water them, to look for her? She was never seen. I didn't even know if she was still alive. Well, one day, retrieving personal items, I saw that black cat come flying out of nowhere. That bell of hers on her collar was ringing, and she was meowing at the top of her little feline lungs. She never stopped running until she jumped into my car. And when I tell you she didn't move from my arms, I don't exaggerate. I couldn't even get my stuff that day, so I just shut the door and left with the only real valuable possession there was from that house. I left with Wheezy. At that point, I had left the DV shelter and was living with the family who would become what I call my real family. Not by blood, but by love. And sometimes those kind of families are the best. I know mine is. I didn't even ask. I just called and said to my adopted mother, by love, not by blood. I told her, I said, I'm coming home with someone. She said, who? I said, Wheezy, my cat. And she said, bring her on. Even though she had 3 dogs and 1 cat of her own already. Now that's love and compassion that can never be replayed. Well, upon arrival, Rochelle, name changed. Upon arrival, Rochelle had food, water, and a litter box for Wheezy, and plenty of love for us both. I would move about 3 more times within that year and a half after I left my home in that small town in Georgia. Today, Wheezy and I have a little tiny piece of island paradise. She is queen of her domain. The spare bedroom is now her very own room. And anyone who comes to see us undergoes a quick study by Wheezy. And then they take their place among the hierarchy of humans, which I can tell you, with like most cats, is not very high. But I love that cat. And God, does she love me. One goal of my initiative, Tiffany's 128 initiative, is to help promote, provide information and provide foster homes for animals who fur moms want to leave domestic violence situations. Women don't have to leave them behind. You don't have to leave them behind when you leave him. Or on my website, you can find information on programs who help domestic violence with victims and women, and they help their little fur babies, such as Red Rover, Lucy's Project, Purina's Purple Leash Project, and various pet-friendly shelters. I have had many posts and messages about how someone could help. Well, you can donate to any of those programs that I mentioned above that are on www.tiffanys128initiative.com website. My initiative, we do not accept or solicit donations. It is funded completely by myself and a few private individuals. If you want to donate, please donate to Red Rover, Lucy's Project, Purina's Purple Leash Project, or various domestic violence shelters within your area. In addition, if you are interested in fostering fur babies for domestic violence victims in shelters or safe houses, please call your local domestic violence shelters, your domestic violence organizations, even possibly your local law enforcement, and offer your home to help. But I need to remind you, and I don't want to warn you, but I need to remind you there are certain safety precautions and with domestic violence animals and pets. Not only are there safety precautions, but domestic violence animals and pets, they often absorb the emotions and trauma that themselves they have witnessed or heard, or that they have it experienced as within the home. So please educate yourself on the needs of a domestic violence foster pet. On a side note, I want to tell my listeners and followers about Tizzy Ent, T-I-Z-Z-Y-E-N-T, a social media justice advocate. Once again, that's Tizzy, T-I-Z-Z-Y-E-N-T, a social media justice advocate. If you are a domestic violence victim or survivor and have not received the protection, advocacy, or guidance guaranteed by law in all 50 states, protectorate, and territories of the United States of America, please reach out to him. His information is on all of Tiffany's 128 media platforms. In addition, Tizzy Ent often uses police reports and videos. If law enforcement had body cam, you can request not only the body cam, but also the police report. And most of the time, you have a right to the video and the report, and you can get it. I did, on all accounts. I got videos. I got more than one video, because police were called more than one time. And I also got the reports. In addition, you can file a citizen complaint. If you're not getting any action or help from law enforcement, then you can file a citizen complaint. And guess what? I did on more than one occasion. You can also reach out to Tiffany's 128 Initiative. That's www.tiffany's128initiative.com. And I am founder Tiffany Elizabeth Tipton from Wheezy and myself. Stay alert. Stay informed. Stay safe. And Wheezy and I say, stay rooted in love.